KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the second annual Quanise Hayes Angel Anniversary on Saturday, February 9th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the former DMV on 82nd Avenue in Portland. This is a candlelight vigil in loving memory of loved one Quanise Hayes. This event is for the family and friends to remember Moose. On February 9th, 2017, Moose was shot 3 times by police. He was only 17 years old. Bring flowers, candles, and balloons, and stories to the now-closed DMV office near the Banfield Pet Hospital on Northeast 82nd. Again, that's the second annual Quanise Hayes Angelversary on Saturday, February 9th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the former Oregon DMV building, 1836 Northeast 82nd Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is KBOO Portland.
Radio Theater Project. Radio Theater Project. A radio drama series featuring comedy,
science fiction,
and mystery.
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 Old stories and new. Radio Theater Project.
Theater of the mind for today.
Future Past dramatized stories from the golden age of science fiction. What if you started seeing pink elephants for real and they're invading the Earth? Presenting The Invasion of the Pink Elephants from a story by Fletcher Pratt, written by Laurie R. Vasquez.
Come on, you stupid machine. They're almost here.
We know you're in there, Marvin Suggs. Open up!
Damn it. It's working. Finally. This is Dr. Marvin Suggs of the planet Earth. We are under attack by the Rigelians. Repeat, we are under attack by the Rigelians.
I said, open up!
The Rigelians have taken all humans hostage. They're turning us into robots.
That's it, I'm breaking down the door!
We're being turned into robots and being forced to mine our own planet. The Rigelians are harvesting us and all of our resources. We need help. Please, send help before...
I warned you!
No! No! No!
Wake up, Marvin.
What?
Wakey-wakey, boss. You're having a nightmare.
I thought... Never mind. What a crazy dream.
You okay?
Yeah.
You know who I am?
Very funny, Gene.
You know where you are?
The Starry Night Festival. Why are so many people here?
Your job was to get bodies to a stargazing event. You threw in fireworks and funnel cake. What did you expect?
I expected a dozen dudes with telescopes.
You underestimated this town's love of funnel cake.
Clearly. You think any of them will stick around for the conservatory tour?
Well, I hope so. Otherwise, we're out of a job.
Don't remind me.
And here comes your cue for the speech. No pressure, boss.
Thanks.
Dr. Marvin Suggs?
That's me.
The mayor's just about finished. It's time for your speech.
Thank you.
Break a leg.
Well, time to make people care about the night sky. Hello? Hello, is this thing working? Whoops, sorry. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Farmington's first Starry Night Festival.
Yeah, Starry Night!
Where's the funnel cake?
We're working on the funnel cake, and thank you. Every August, comets streak through the night sky, treating us to the majesty of the Perseid meteor shower.
Hey, that thing's fast!
It's coming right this way!
Ladies and gentlemen, meteor showers do not move this quickly or make sounds. Please run now! I feel like I got hit by an elephant.
Is everything all right?
I think so. I just... wait... I'm still in the field and it's morning and... Ah! You're a talking elephant!
You're delirious. Calm down. Let me help you.
Get away from me!
Stop! Back up! I need assistance!
Finally! Action!
Ooh, a butterfly!
Help! I'm being trampled by elephants! Ouch! What the heck? Gene?
Calm down, Marvin.
You're a robot.
He's seeing things.
I told you to calm down, sir.
Aw, he looks like he's having an acid freak out.
Looks like we'll have to tie him down.
Stay back, elephants. Jean, help me.
Close your eyes, Marvin.
No. What's happening?
I'll tell you, but you need to close your eyes first.
Okay. Hey, you're not a robot anymore.
Nope.
How did you know that would work?
You're not the only one seeing things.
Look
over there.
Did you see robots too, Jean?
Sure, yeah. Then I closed my eyes and everything was fine.
Great. Why are there men in black standing over me?
We're federal agents. I'm Saxon.
Parker.
Germs.
Hi.
A meteorite crashed into this field last night and hit a patch of mushrooms.
Mushrooms. Wait, is that why we're seeing things?
Right now, our working theory is that inhaling the gas from the mushrooms is what's causing the hallucinations.
Sounds plausible.
But you're the only one seeing elephants.
What?
Where?
Shut up.
Sorry.
Wait, no one else is hallucinating elephants?
Just you, I'm afraid, Mr.
Dr. Marvin Suggs.
We'd like to take you in for testing, Mr. Suggs.
Just a second. Jean?
What?
A word, please. What do you think of all this?
I think you're seeing things again.
I was really hoping it wouldn't be that.
You should go with them and get checked out.
Can you have Sheila meet me at the hospital?
After what you did to her last time, I don't think that's the
please,
best...
Please, I just want to make sure I'm not crazy. Not again.
Promise me.
I promise, Scout's honor.
I'll call the ambulance.
Where am I? It's so dark, I can barely see. Ack, that light's too bright. But it's still so dark in here, I must be on the ground. Ooh, a door jam. Maybe I can leave. Ow, I'm stiff. Why am I...
Rise and shine, slave. Time to work.
An elephant. You're a walking, talking elephant.
Shut up. Get over here.
I can't. I'm too stiff. Maybe if I rub my leg. Ooh, my skin. It's metal. I'm a robot. I'm a robot!
Restrain him.
Wait, where am I?
You're in the hospital, Dr. Suggs. You're being treated for hallucinations.
What is in that big needle?
An enzyme to counteract the mushroom gas. I need you to stay still, please.
No, don't put me under. I'll see the elephants again.
Please, stay still.
Not the needle. No!
We're out of the star system. That mission was a bust.
What do you mean? That planet was super pretty.
It was swarming with...
Don't say it!
But they were everywhere!
I know what a swarm means.
Your scanners should have picked them up.
But they're so small and squirmy.
That's why we scan. Your scanners are just junk.
Are not.
Are so.
Are not.
Enough.
Sorry.
Zexar and Star Quadrant 3 can hear you squabbling from here.
Sorry, sir. She started it.
Did not.
We need to focus on finding a planet with minerals we can mine to support this ship. If we can't do that, this ship will die, along with us.
Yikes.
Yes, sir.
Well?
I'm getting a reading from a backwater planet in the Nephali system.
Ooh, they have lots of minerals.
Primarily oxygen, but also silicon, nitrogen, magnesium, phosphorus.
And aluminum. They're like 8% aluminum.
That's perfect for the machines. What about the labor?
Oh, you mean the robots?
No, I mean life forms we can convert into robots.
Oh.
7 billion.
You said billion with a B?
Yes, 7 billion life forms. And that's not counting billions of smaller, less intelligent life forms.
On such a small planet? How is that possible?
Maybe they're gobbling up all the aluminum.
Whatever the reason, they must be consuming those resources at an unsustainable rate.
Sounds like we should help them out.
You mean by turning them into robots, right?
Yes!
Stop yelling at me!
Stop yelling entirely!
Sorry.
Yes, sir.
Set our course for this planet. And for the love of Kranther, do it quietly. The last thing we need is for them to know we're coming.
aliens are coming to enslave us!
Calm down, Marvin. You're in a hospital. You're okay. Everything's okay.
Sheila?
In the flesh.
Oh, you came.
Gene says you're seeing things again.
I got hit with mushroom gas, and I'm seeing robots and alien elephants. Please, tell me I'm not crazy.
Do you think you're crazy?
I don't know.
Okay. Let's figure this out.
You untied me.
I trust you to talk.
Even after last time?
Even after last time.
Thank you. Where should I start?
Same place you always do. Start at the beginning.
You agents better make this quick. I have patients to get back to.
Of course, Doctor. Thank you for meeting with us in your office.
What do you want?
In your professional opinion, what do you think of Dr. Suggs' visions?
Same as everyone else's, generated by the gas.
Even though he's seeing different things?
Yes.
You sure?
What did I say? You got ears?
Why, I oughta...
Well, you do have ears.
That's all, Doctor. Thank you. If you two don't keep it together, we're going to get caught.
I don't like it here. I don't trust these people.
They're so nice. And the sky is so blue.
Regardless of what you think, we need to be careful. We better check on Suggs, just in case.
I was in a dark room, pitch black, pressing my eyes shut. Then a sudden burst of light, like a near-death experience.
Where you were dying?
No. Then I heard an alarm blaring and doors sliding open. I tried to move, and I couldn't. I was too stiff. That was when I looked down and saw...
You were a robot.
I was a robot.
And then what?
And then I saw the elephant.
What did the elephant look like?
Small. I mean, bigger than me, but small for an elephant. It stood on its hind legs like a man. And it was pink.
Did that elephant look the same as the ones you saw in the field?
Yeah.
They sound cute.
Don't make fun.
I'm not. Compared to the hallucinations you had last time, talking pink elephants is a walk in the park.
Last time was not a walk in the park.
I remember.
I'm still sorry for that, Sheila. I never meant to...
I've known you since third grade, Marvin. The only time you ever scared me was when you came back from Afghanistan. You are not crazy.
Thank you.
Dr. Suggs, may I come in?
Sure. I was just talking to my psychiatrist.
Sheila Suggs. Sorry, Kava. Psychiatrist who keeps introducing herself by the name on her diploma.
Your name is Suggs?
Was, legally.
I see. So, Marvin.
What did you say?
I asked how you were feeling.
Oh, did you? I thought I heard... never mind. What?
I asked if you needed the nurse.
Marvin?
I need to go home.
Marvin, are you okay?
I need to go. Now.
Marvin, wait!
Gotta get off the streets before they catch me. Hey, a convenience store.
...has gone missing, like so many others.
The
man was last seen in Potter's Field the morning after the Starry Night Festival. He woke up groggy and hallucinating like everyone hit by the gas
That's the guy
cloud.
With the Metropolis nightmares.
If you have information, please call...
Let me turn off the TV. Now, what'd you say, pal?
I saw that guy at the Starry Night Festival.
Yeah, so did the other 8 people who've gone missing.
9 people are missing?
Where you been? Under a rock?
But I was there.
You better get somewhere safe, then.
I can stop this. I just need to get to the field.
Are you some kind of crazy person?
Not this time.
Your funeral, pal.
The hospital coffee has a pretty color.
But it tastes like dirt.
Suggs ran again!
Again?
How about that? 2 in 1 day. Good for him.
He ran out the front door and took a hard right. Run him down.
With pleasure.
Not you, Parker.
Really? Why?
I want you to talk to Suggs' psychiatrist, Dr. Sheila Kava. She might know what he knows.
What does she know?
I don't know, but I need to find out. Understand?
Yes, sir.
If anyone finds out about us, we're toast.
Sheila?
I'm here at the hospital. Gene, I need your help. Marvin ran away.
crazy again.
He's not crazy. He's just... Do you have any idea where he might be?
In a padded cell at the VA.
Gene, I'm serious.
So am I. You remember what he was like last time? You remember what he did to you?
That wasn't him. That was his illness.
I don't care. I don't want him to hurt you again, Sheila.
Thank you. But I think he's a bigger danger to himself right now.
Dr. Kava?
Yes. Gotta go, Jean.
Please, be safe.
How can I help you?
Hi, I'm Agent Parker. I'm helping investigate the mushroom gas incident. Can I talk to you about Marvin Suggs?
Sure.
Super! This way, please.
I miss the fresh air. Everything looks so peaceful. It's hard to believe something crashed here. Oh! More agents. They must be patrolling the area. Why? Let me get closer. Looks like they got the part of the field blocked off by yellow police tape. Wait. That's a meteor. That thing looks like a barn. How is it so big? It should have broken up in our atmosphere like any other fast-moving space junk. None of this adds up. My head feels like it's going to explode.
Marvin Suggs has escaped from the hospital. He is to be immediately apprehended and held for questioning. Find him and bring him to me.
What's going on? Why did I hear that? Oh no. Another hallucination.
Wake up, slave!
What? Where am I?
Get to work!
I'm in a mine with other robots. Gene?
Hi, Marvin. Just put your finger in the hole, like this. See?
Your turn, slave. Give me your finger.
No, please.
So Dr. Suggs has seen things before?
Yes. He was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder after he returned from Afghanistan.
He fought over there?
He was a soldier. Front lines. Back-to-back deployments.
Yikes, that sounds horrible.
It was.
And he saw weird things when he came back.
Yes, for about 8 months. Didn't you get all this information from his doctor?
Yeah, but I wanted to double-check it.
I've worked with federal agencies before and have never been told that. And why is that light so bright?
In your professional opinion, what do you think of the visions he's seeing now?
How should I know? I only talked to him for 5 minutes.
But you've known him forever. And you took care of him during the last ones. Just tell me.
Are you interrogating me?
No. Do you think he's seeing elephants?
What?
Do you think he's seeing elephants? Pink elephants.
In reality?
Duh.
I have no idea, but I don't think he's crazy.
I was hoping you wouldn't say that.
What's that supposed to mean?
That means... you're in trouble, Dr. Kava.
Oh my! You're
an elephant! Surprise! And now I have a surprise for you!
No!
I still feel like I got hit by an elephant.
How unfortunately specific, Dr. Suggs.
Agent Derms!
That's enough out of you!
So dark I can barely see. Ah, that light's so bright, but it's still so dark in here. Oh no! I know where I am. This place was in my dream.
This is no dream, Dr. Suggs.
Agent Derms, you're really an elephant. Wait, your name is Derms, like as in pachyderm. I should have gotten that.
Should have, but didn't. Now it's time to go.
What do you want with me?
What do you think?
You want me to work the machine?
I want you to work the machine.
What is this?
What do you think?
This is the machine, but it's huge. How'd you fit it in the spaceship?
Shut up and get to work.
But what do I do?
Hello, fellow servant. I will help you.
Wait, what?
I said, hello, fellow servant, I will help you.
I know you. You were at the Starry Night Festival.
No, I am a servant of the elephants. All of us are.
All of you?
Yes. See?
There are so many of you.
It is my function in life to work this machine.
No, listen. They're lying to you. You've been taken hostage.
I am here to work this machine. See? This machine drills deep into the planet's core, sucking up dirt and all the rich minerals in the soil. Then it cleans them, refines them, and sends them off to the ship. And that's where we come in.
You put your finger in there.
Yes. See these grooves? They fit the machine perfectly.
But that's your finger.
It is merely a tool, as am I.
No, you're a person.
Enough chatter. Time to transport the elements into the ship.
Hey, that's my hand.
The machine needs your finger to function.
No.
You must. It is your job.
I can't. I'm not a robot.
You are defective.
Yeah!
Oh, hi, Dr. Suggs.
Hi, Agent Parker.
Why are you trying to work the machine? You're not a robot.
I know. Thank you.
Agent Derms must have forgotten to fix you. I'll take care.
No.
Please, let me go!
What are you doing to him? You made him into a machine.
Oops. Looks like the lab's busy. You'll have to wait in jail.
I really am gonna go crazy down here. Man, it's dark in here.
Marvin?
Yup. Now I'm hearing Sheila.
Marvin, you're not crazy. I'm here, and I can hear your voice.
Sheila? I can't see anything.
Yes. Are we in the same cell?
I think so. You sound close. Are you by the door?
Hang on. I'll come find you.
No, I'll find you.
Ow!
Sorry.
Me too.
Oh, Sheila. Wait, why are you down here?
The elephants found out I believed you.
Oh, I'm so sorry for getting you into this mess.
This isn't your fault, Marvin.
Of course it is. If I hadn't told you about the elephants...
You were right.
What?
You were right about the elephants. That's why we're down here.
A fat lot of good that did.
Well, maybe you can get us out.
How?
You dreamed about this place, right?
Yeah.
Does any of it look familiar?
Hard to say. It's too dark to tell.
Hang on. Let me just find the app and... Boom! Let there be light.
You have your smartphone.
Never leave home without it.
I should have remembered that.
You've had a busy day.
All right. Very funny. Let's head towards the door. I think I remember a switch.
What kind of switch?
Not sure. I just saw the alien's trunk hover somewhere over here, and then the door opened.
I feel something. Maybe I should press it.
I love you.
Not the time, Marvin.
Right. Let's get out of here.
Do you know where you're going?
I think so, but they haven't figured out we're gone yet, so we've got some time. Damn it!
What now, Marvin?
Ignore this hallway. It's all the machine, and stay away from that corner over there.
What is that?
You don't want to know.
Point taken. Is that a fork up ahead?
Yeah, but I don't think it leads out. It might lead to the control room.
Running again, Suggs? I'm coming for you.
We gotta go. Just pick a direction. Marvin, that sound. The aliens are hurting people, aren't they?
Yes, but...
You call for help. I need to help those people.
Sheila, no. They'll catch you.
Go!
No! Damn it. I hope this works. Wow. This is the control room, just like I remember, right down to being chased by an elephant. Come on, machine. It'll work here. I don't know who's hearing this, but my name is Dr. Marvin Suggs. I'm the director of the Kitt Peak Observatory, and I'm being held under Potter's Field by alien elephants. I know that sounds crazy, but believe me when I tell you that these alien elephants are kidnapping people, turning them into robots, and forcing them to work machines that extract our own planet's resources to run their spaceship. Please, whoever you are, send help. Send the police, the army, the National Guard.
Enough of this!
What? Where am I? Agent Saxon?
Are you really that surprised?
What do you want with me?
I want to know what you know.
What?
You know that we're elephants. You know that we're turning people into robots. You know that we're aliens mining your planet for resources.
I do?
Don't play dumb, Dr. Suggs. We know you know these things. We have a witness.
Help!
Sheila!
We've mined hundreds of planets, Dr. Suggs. Turned millions of people into slaves. None of them knew we were elephants. How did you?
those were just dreams.
Grab her!
No!
Leave her alone!
Either you tell us how you saw through our disguise, or we turn your beloved wife into a robot.
Ex-wife.
Not the time.
Oh, sorry.
Last chance, Dr. Suggs. How did you see through our disguise?
I'm telling you, I didn't. I just dreamed it. This must be a mistake.
Bad answer.
My arm? You're hurting my arm.
Search me.
What?
Search me. Scan my brain or whatever you aliens do to read minds. I have no idea why I knew, but I can let you find out.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're trusting us with your brain, Dr. Suggs?
Yes.
Well, then, that's more than agreeable. Hook him up.
Is that...
a giant drill that sucks out your memories and displays them on that giant screen? Yes.
What is it with you guys and drills?
Don't do this, Marvin.
I have to. I had to stop them from hurting you.
Enough talk. Get in.
Here goes. This isn't so easy.
Marvin!
Fix the monitor.
This stupid thing. Okay, got it.
Ah! Ah! They can't be.
Ah! Oh! Run for it!
Ah! Let's get out of here.
They just ran off. Ah! Marvin!
Sheila?
Let's get out of here.
What the heck? They're leaving.
Yes!
Phew. My crazy plan worked.
What plan?
The mice.
You mean you were responsible for all those mice the elephant saw on the screen?
Yup. I thought it might freak them out the way you do when you see spiders.
But elephants don't fear mice.
No, but the sudden scurrying freaks them out. I had to try something, and it worked.
You really are not crazy, Marvin.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Sheila, you found... what the heck is that up there?
You don't know?
No, that's why I'm asking.
Well, it's a long story.
Well, fine. Save it. You're okay?
I am. Marvin saved me.
He did?
I did.
How?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you. Let's go home.
What the heck did you do?
Let's just say I did something a little crazy.
Future Past dramatized stories from the golden age of science fiction presented Invasion of the Pink Elephants. From a story by Fletcher Pratt, written by Laurie R. Vasquez. In the cast was Steve Chambers as Marvin Suggs, Rebecca Murray as Agent Derms, Beth Greatorex as Agent Parker, Robin Candelaria as Sheila Cava, Betsy Charnas as Agent Saxon, Zoe Pettigrew as Jean Rutherford, Innocencia Valderrama as Elephant, and other parts played by David Johnson, Melissa Bridges, James Anderson, Roy Nessel, Reed Thompson, Anna Scott, and Caitlin Newman. I'm your announcer, Ann Bodle-Nash. Future Past theme by Jason Shaw at Audionautix.com. Sound design and dialogue editing, Jay Charles. Recording engineer, Roberta Wiley. Recording technician, Caitlin Newman. Directed by David Johnson. Produced by Joseph C. McGuire. Recorded in partnership with KSVR Studios in Mount Vernon, Washington. This was a Radio Theater Project presentation.
In great big elephants on parade.
What'll I do? What'll I do? What an unusual view.
I can stand the sight of worms and look at microscopic germs, but technicolor pachyderms is really too much for me.
I am not the type to faint when things are odd or things are quaint, but seeing things you know that ain't can certainly give you an awful fright. What a sight!
Chase 'em away! Chase 'em away! I'm afraid, need your aid, big elephants on parade!
Big elephants!
Big elephants!
Big elephants!
Thank you.
Theater Project.
Radio Theater Project. A radio drama series.
Series.
Featuring comedy.
Science fiction.
And mystery.
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 Old stories and new. Radio Theater Project.
Theater of the mind for today.
Beware of Captain Sharky. Where he goes, death follows. His cannons are fatal. His cutlass is sharp. His greed knows no bounds. Beware of Captain Sharky. Where he goes, death follows. He toys with women like a demon. His men dare not cross him. This is the bloody and violent tale of the pirate Captain Sharky, Scourge of the Caribbean. Written by Arthur Conan Doyle. Adapted for radio by Sandra Hamilton.
So, you thought you'd give me, Captain Sharky, your foul corruption. No one can stop me. No one! Now I must go and find my ship and take her back from those disloyal dogs!
Come on, you've had enough beer. It's time to go home.
I ain't had near enough. It's early and I'm staying.
You'd best plan on spending the night here, then. I won't let you wake me and the kids.
Come on, old woman, sit down and have a pint yourself.
I seek Captain Ferguson of the merchant ship Laughing Rose. Does anybody know him?
That's me. Oh, I'm Ferguson. What do you want?
I hear you've news of that villain, Sharky.
Aye. We thought we was rid of him when we heard he'd been put ashore with a Spanish leper woman. But he's picked up a crew and he's back to pirating.
A leper?
Aye, a leper. They say he strangled her and burned her body after they was put ashore. She tried to give it to him, but he couldn't catch the leprosy, the spider kissing and a cuddling on him before they noticed her scales.
John Sharky's luck seems never to run out. 'Tis a terrible shame.
Why would you want to know about Sharky? That blight of the seas.
Sharky is the devil that killed my family. My beautiful wife, two sons just finished with school. My whole family was aboard the Duchess of Cornwall when Sharky captured her.
You must be Copley Banks, then. I heard what happened to your family. I'm sorry for you. Sharky's a damn murderous villain indeed.
I am told you've seen him recently.
Wouldn't that I hadn't.
Go on, then. What happened?
We was coming back from a trade run and we seen a ship burning in the distance. Went to help. But when we got there, the Happy Delivery came after us.
You outran her?
Aye, just barely. She was almost empty and we had advantage. Sharky had just taken on whatever was aboard the ship he burned. I could hear him laughing as we made our escape.
I hear his laugh is like Satan himself.
'Tis a maniacal sounding laugh. Sort of like a demonic horse. Stays with you.
Silent Sam, a man who had his tongue cut out by Sharky, has been writing me, and he drew this map. I want you to look at it with me and see if you can pinpoint where you saw the burning ship.
I know what mute you speak of. Let's have a look at the map, then.
Why, good morning, Mr. Banks. It's been quite a while since you've come into our shipping office. I'm very pleased to see you again.
Good morning, Mr. Freeman.
And how may I be of service?
I see the Ruffling Harry is in the bay.
Yes, sir. She clears for the Windward Islands on Wednesday.
I have other plans for her, Freeman. I have determined upon a slaving venture to Whydah.
Slaving? But her cargo is ready, sir.
Since it is one of my ships, I've decided then the cargo must come out again, Freeman. My mind is made up.
So you'll be sailing?
Aye. I have not lost my sea legs. If you will kindly follow orders, I will be taking her out tomorrow.
Very well, sir. I'll have the longshoreman begin changing the cargo immediately.
Very good, Freeman. See to it.
Aye, aye. Harbormaster, how's cargo loading going?
It's going well. It ain't polite to say so, Freeman, but I think there's truth to the rumors that your boss has lost his senses. I reckon it's been 10 years or more since he set sail.
Oh, I think he's still got his wits about him, but he's got new plans he's not disclosing.
Method to his madness, eh?
No, not a single trinket for trading to get slaves, powder and round shot enough to sink the Armada, and water and provisions for a much longer journey than Wyda. This isn't any slaving venture.
You may be right. Look at the crew roster. None of his old, trusted hands that have sailed with him before.
Yes, and the scum of the port on the payroll. He's hired Birthmark Sweetlocks as his first mate, and Israel Martin under him. Sweetlocks never goes anywhere without Martin as his mate anymore. There's another fellow, Silent Sam, on the roster.
I wonder where he came from.
I have no idea. Just started showing up with Captain Banks. He calls him Silent Sam. The man disturbs me a great deal, making inarticulate sounds and staring so much. He's a bit like a little dog following Banks everywhere.
All this has not escaped the governor's attention. There's them that have compared Banks to Steed Bonnet, the planter of high reputation who gave it all up to go pirating.
I suspect that is why the Ruffling Harry shall be gone before they have the pleasure of a surprise inspection from Major Harvey.
I expect you're right about that. He may be a bit off his head, but Captain Banks is no fool. They're supposed to leave Wednesday morning, but I'm guessing that ship will disappear by Monday night.
We've been sailing for some time. Call the men aft, Sweetlocks. I have something important to tell them.
Captain Banks is a call in a meeting. Get over here, men.
You all know we left earlier than planned. Now I shall tell you why.
Listen up, everyone. You was all talking about this.
I've chosen you, all lads of spirit, who would rather run some risk upon the seas than starve for a living on the shore. King's ships are few and weak. We can master any trader that comes our way. There's others would have done well at this business.
He's talking about pirating, lads. Most of you have done some. Some of you have done much.
There's no reason why you should not turn your terry jackets into velvet coats. If you're prepared to sail under a black flag, then I'm ready to command ye. If there's any of you that wishes to withdraw, you may take the gig and row back to Jamaica.
You scared old women, crawl over the side and back to safety. Let them go, lads. Let them go. Cowards they may be, but Captain Banks made a promise. Stand back. Let them go. Throw on home, you lily-livered cowards. Scared little girls they are. Now, Israel, let's get on with business. All right, Gillette, raise the Jolly Roger and let's talk about making some of you officers.
Hooray!
I nominate Sweetlocks Quartermaster and Israel Martin would make a great bosun.
Hooray!
Done.
At least half of you have been pirates before. So you know, food is the same for everyone. No man shall interfere with another man's drink. The captain should have a cabin, but all hands are welcome to enter it when they choose at their own risk.
All should share and share alike. Save only the captain, quartermaster, bosun, carpenter, and master gunner. They each get another half share for doing more work.
He who sees a prize first gets the best weapon off. He who boards first should have the richest suit of clothes off. Every man might treat his prisoner, be they man or woman, after his own fashion.
If a man flinches from his gun, the quartermaster should pistol him.
Light your marks here. To signify you agree to these articles. Captain, there's a ship off the port bow.
Look in your glass. What do you see, Sweetlocks?
She's a merchant from the Carolinas, the Mary Jane. I used to know a fellow that served on her as second mate, till I killed him.
Come about, lads. We'll take the Mary Jane as our prize today. Step two.
She's slower than a week in jail. We'll be on her in minutes. must be laden with goods. I hope there's whiskey and wine in that hold. Maybe some gold and women too, eh?
Seems they'll give us a bit of fun in the taking of her.
I hope they do.
Come about and prepare to fight. Set down the gangplanks. Hurry!
So you be the captain. Let's see what you have to say to this.
What's that, Captain Harmon? I cannot hear you.
I surrender! I surrender! I'll sign articles!
Who else?
There's only these two left alive, Sweetlocks.
There's three. Us and the cabin boy. But we'll all sign articles if you'll spare us.
Get the boy out here, then. You two can sign, and then start proving your worth by showing us the goods and helping load them.
The boy, he's wounded. He should be fine.
Put him in my cabin. Sweetlocks can doctor on him.
Settle down, lad. You've got a new captain and new shipmates now.
You're bloody pirates.
Aye. And you're one now, like it or not. Now let me see that wound.
I'm all right. I don't need no tending to. I can do it myself.
Now listen here. Captain Banks gave me an order, and I'll be seeing it through. So stop your... What the... Damn me! You're not a cabin boy! You're a lass, you are!
I told you, I don't need your tending to me. Now get your stinking hands off me!
Bloody hell! A girl on board... Captain Banks is not going to be happy to hear this.
Then don't tell him. Nobody knew my secret on the Mary Jane. I can walk hard. I ain't no landlubber. I can hide. I can shoot. And I happen to know where Captain Harmon hid his valuables. And you ain't found him yet.
What's that then?
Spanish silver. Lots of it. You'll find the silver bit in the false bottom in the shaving kit. I know all his hiding places.
Easy enough to find that. You say there's more.
Promise me, you won't tell nobody about me. I'll tell you where more is. Just make sure everything belonging to Armin makes it off the Mary Jane.
I'll be checking the shaving kit before I make any promises. What do they call you?
Scrubber. That's the work they have me doing.
All right, Scrubber. We'll talk some more soon. You lay back and keep them benches on tight. I'll keep the rest of the men off you for now. Captain, you asked me to come to your cabin?
Yes. Have a seat, Sweetlocks. Have a drink with me.
Thank you, Captain Banks. I'll drink to the new and mighty rover on the seas. Here's to Revel and Harry!
The two new sailors have been pulling their weight. The cabin boy as well. Guess we'll let them live so long as they do their share.
Aye. The cabin boy will make a good pirate one day. Clever little bugger.
Better find a more intimidating name than Scrubber.
Aye, not very frightening, is it?
It's been almost 2 years now we've been sailing together and flying the Jolly Roger. We're almost as well known as the Happy Delivery.
From the Bahamas to the Leewards to the Windwards. You're just as terrifying as Sharky. Shame we never met him.
Ah, but you've met him, haven't you?
I sailed with Sharky and his crew right up until the Spanish leper lady touched him with her scaly hands.
You left the Happy Delivery after that.
Aye. There was too many that wanted to be captain, and none qualified except for me, and I didn't want it.
Yet you still take to pirating, just not with that bunch.
Aye. I knew your name when I hired on, and I knew your story. I saw vengeance in your eyes, so I knowed this was no ordinary merchant vessel going slaving.
Were you sailing with Sharky when my Gloria and the boys were murdered?
I was not. When was that? 9, 10 years ago?
10 years, 2 months, and 11 days. First 7 years, I drank myself stupid every day, but I couldn't drown my anger. After that, I started looking for Sharky.
I didn't meet up with him until about a year after they'd done the Duchess of Cornwall. I've done my share of murdering, but never no innocent woman.
How'd you become a member of Sharky's crew?
I got shanghaied in a public house in Liverpool when I was 17. I woke up on the Happy Delivery and was coerced into becoming the man that I am.
Maybe we both seek revenge on John Sharky, then. We'll head for Cuba and careen the ship. Better luck finding Sharky this next year, maybe.
You called me down below decks. Tell me where to find another Harmon's hidden boodle.
You done as you said. You haven't told nobody about me, so yeah?
Well, tell me, girl.
There's some coins in the velvet lining of the wooden box with the clear glasses in it. They're all wrapped up in cloth so not to make a noise.
I was just in there having dinner with Captain Banks. I saw that box on the sideboard.
That's the one. It shouldn't be too hard to get in there and get it. I can say I was told to polish the glasses.
Ah, that'll work. Take them into the galley and I'll meet you there. Do it after the captain has had his dinner.
We'll be in Cuba in a few days. I want to leave the ship. Help me, and I'll tell you where the rest of Armin's treasures are hidden.
You're taking some for yourself, right?
Only what I need until I can find a job on a regular ship.
I'll help you. You're just a wee lass, and this ship is no place for you to be. Now go in there and serve Captain Banks' dinner, then meet me in the galley with that box. Look sharp, men. It's a clear and sunny morning, with a good wind out the east. We'll be eating Cuban barbacoa by nightfall. Captain Banks, there's a ship careening over there already.
Hand me the glass, Israel. There sure is, and it's the happy delivery. Finally we meet. Do you hear that, sweet Lux? Sharky is careening in the cove.
Aye, Captain Banks. You'll finally meet the man himself.
Now hoist the green ensign flag and lower the boat so I may pay Sharky a visit.
Aye, Captain. Got your things bundled and ready to go, girl?
Yes.
An opportunity should come in the next day or two. If Banks and Sharky don't start trying to kill each other right off. If they do, go over the side and swim for shore now. Got it?
Aye, but what about sharks?
You walk among a bloody band of devils every day, and you're worried about sharks? If it comes to that, you'll just have to take your chances.
Sink you for a poacher! I will drub you within an inch of your life and that inch also! But mean you by fishing in my waters.
I am glad that we are of one mind, for I am myself of opinion that the seas are not large enough for the two of us. But if you will come down from the gun you're polishing, and take your sword and pistols and come down a sandbank with me, then the world will be rid of a damned villain whichever way it goes.
Now you're talking. I've not met many who could look John Sharky in the eyes and speak with a full breath. May the devil seize me if I do not choose you as a partner in piracy, eh? If you play me false, then I will come aboard of you and gut you upon your own poop.
And I pledge you the same.
This is either the start of a beautiful friendship or a terrible rivalry.
Indeed, it's one or t'other.
What be your name, you bloody rascal?
I am Captain Copley Banks.
Huh, I see you've got me old friend Marcus Sweetlocks among your ranks. I spied him in my glass earlier, that big red-headed brute. I know him to be a worthy sailor and a merciless fighter. How'd you come by him?
He was looking for work, back when I was still a respectable merchant.
Well, we shall all drink to your timely corruption tonight. Tell your men to bring the ship in for careening.
All right, girl. After that meal, you're all too drunk to notice that you've gone. Let's get out of here while the getting's good.
I'm glad I got to eat first. I put some of the meat in my bag for later. And here's this. A list of iron places Armin put his silver in. You can read it, can't you?
I can read some.
Good. I crossed out what we already got. The biggest lot of it is out in the Armin's fancy coat. It's too small for Captain Banks to wear. It's in his locker.
Easy now. What about you? Have you got enough to get by?
I do.
Take my knife, in case you need to protect yourself. Follow the footpath into town. My advice is don't ever get back on a pirate ship. You won't be able to hide the fact that you're a girl much longer.
Thank you, Sweetlocks. I won't ever forget you helped me.
I never asked before. What's your name, girl?
Mary Reed.
Well, goodbye, Mary Reed. and good luck to you. Has anyone seen the bloody cabin boy? Or did that little scrubber desert us?
Haven't seen him since last night while we was in Barbacoa on the island.
He wasn't on the ship last night when we all returned.
Come to think of it, I haven't seen him either. Could he be on the Happy Delivery?
I doubt it. He didn't seem too pleased with that lot.
His things ain't in his hammock.
Little bugger likely went into town. We can't risk going after him.
Well, if our scrubber has left us, it's probably for the best. He's too young for this life.
Aye, Captain. That's the truth.
Well, Captain Banks, here's to a fine partnership. It's been a profitable summer since we joined forces. All of New England and Newfoundland shivers at the mention of our names now.
'Twas I who captured the Liverpool ship House of Hanover, but you who fastened her master to the windlass and pelted him to death with empty claret bottles.
It was both of us what engaged the King's ship Royal Fortune. That was some good sport.
Got to give our crews credit for that victory, though. They were drunk and naked when the King's ship set upon us, having just got warm enough to wash anything.
Naked as jaybirds they were, but they all got to their weapons fast enough.
That they did, and the bloody Kingsmen couldn't believe their eyes.
Good lads they are. We refit in North Carolina in half the time it usually takes. Now we're ready for a long cruise down the West Indies.
To new adventures!
And to you, Captain Banks, a wholehearted villain and a man of metal.
What say you to a last night of carousing aboard the Ruffling Harry before we set sail once more?
That is a fine idea, Captain Banks.
Who shall join us?
I say let's have Ned Galloway, Sweetlocks, and old Israel Martin with us. Have the cook prepare a meal.
I and my mute steward, Silent Sam, will wait on all of us.
Speaking of the mute, get over here and fill our glasses, dummy. That'll teach you to be too slow. Keep these glasses full, man, or I'll slit your throat.
Easy now, John. He's a good man.
Very well. He seems kind of stupid to me and maybe a bit familiar. Do I know you from somewhere, quiet one?
I doubt it. Picked up Sam in London town. He's been a butler in one of the big houses before it burned to the ground.
Well, well, well. Butler in a high house in London. Fetch us some more bread from the galley, butler Sam.
Aye! Captain Sharky, you're sweating buckets in this heat. Here, let me take your jacket and your pistols.
What's the matter, Galloway? Where it'll start shooting crosswise under the table again? Go on, take him. Another drink, quick!
That'll be all for me, boys. Just gonna lay my head down for a bit. I'm going to me bed while I still can walk, gents. See you on the morrow.
I've got to go, too. Can't drink no more.
Captain Sharky, I wonder, do you remember the Duchess of Cornwall? Hailing from London, which you took and sank 10 years ago off the Statira Shoal.
Oh, curse me if I can remember their names and mine. We did as many as 10 ships a week in about that time.
There was a mother and 2 sons among the passengers. Maybe that will bring it back to your mind.
Oh, but burn me if it had not slipped from my mind. How came you to think of it?
It was of interest to me, for the woman was my wife, Gloria, and the lads were my only son.
Ned, wake up! There's damn villainy afoot here! Ned, help, Ned!
Don't pull too hard on that noose around Sharky's neck, Sam. I don't want him to die yet. Here, let us tie him to the powder barrel. That's right. Stuff the rag in his mouth so he doesn't wake them. Now, Sam, stove in the top of the barrel, and we'll make a line of gunpowder. Let's roll him in front of the gun. Help me, Sam. There, just about a foot in front of the gun. Pour the powder line all the way over to where Galloway is sleeping.
Say, what the devil's going on here?
Damn, but you are efficient as well as quiet. Silent Sam be a good name for you. Now help me keep Sharky still. I should like him to suffer more than Galloway just did. Now, you bloody devil, you must listen to what I have to say to you, for they are the last words that you will ever hear. You are my man now, and I have bought you at a price, for I have given all that a man can give here in this life, and my soul as well. To reach you, I have had to sink to your level. For 2 years, I strove against it, hoping that some other way might come, but I learned that there was no other way. I've robbed and I have murdered. Worse still, I have laughed and lived with you, and all for the one end. Now my time has come, and you will die as I would have you die, seeing the shadow creeping slowly upon you, and the devil waiting for you in the shadow. You've made others look death in the face, Sharky. Now it has come to be your own turn. You and these swine here shall go together. It's off to hell with you, John Sharky and company. Or surely we shall meet again.
That'll be all for me, boys. I'm just gonna lay my head down for a bit.
Come on, quit your jawing and go home. You've had enough to drink for one night.
Come on, lass. It's early. Me and my friend here are drinking in the honor of the death of Captain John Sharky. Ain't you heard the scuttlebutt?
What about Captain Sharky, that mean old pirate?
Come on, lass, sit down and have a pint yourself, and I'll tell you the tale. This was Captain Sharky, Scourge of the Caribbean, written by Arthur Conan Doyle, adapted for radio by Sandra Hamilton. In the cast was Eric Thomas as Copley Banks, Inocencio Valderrama as Sweetlocks, Bob Helling as Israel Martin, Tristan Johnson as Cabin Boy, Dave Anderson as Captain Sharky, Dave Johnson as Manager Freeman, Joseph McGuire as the Old Salt, Beth Greatorex as the Barmaid, Roy Nessel as the Sailor Mary Jane 1, Jim Galan as Harbor Master, Julie Creelman as Woman, Daryl Payton as Ned Galloway, and Steve Chambers as Captain Ferguson. I'm your announcer, Charles McDonald. Sound design and dialogue editing, Jay Charles. Recording technician, Caitlin Newman. Recording engineer, Roberta Wiley. Produced and directed by Joseph C. McGuire. Recorded in partnership at KSVR Studios in Mount Vernon, Washington. This is a Radio Theater Project presentation.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Sexbots Cat Party on Saturday, February 9th at 9 p.m. at the Bithouse Saloon in Portland. One-woman art pop trickster, The Sexbots, is back with a rap album about losing it and becoming a cat lady. This album has recurring themes of violence against women, street harassment, loneliness, and quietly watching one's life disintegrate. This event is the album release party and features kitty go-go's, a cat lady costume contest, and a pet psychic. Again, that's the Sexbots Cat Party on Saturday, February 9th at 9 p.m. at the Bithouse Saloon, 727 Southeast Grand Avenue in Portland. More information is available at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events. KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Musicians in Mexico City on Wednesday, February 6th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater in Portland. Musicians in Mexico City is a night of experimental music hosted by Buenas Intenciones. The event features guitar improvisation and abstract versions of traditional American and Mexican songs. There will also be a talk by editors of Músicos en la Ciudad de México. Again, that's Musicians in Mexico City on Wednesday, February 6th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information is available at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Portland. Thank you.
What?